Well, he may be a former US vice president, but Al Gore stands tall among climate advocates, and he's used a visit to Australia to heap pressure on the Morrison government to do more about the global warming risks. Speaking to a gathering in Queensland, he asserted climate change led directly to the deaths of roughly 500 cattle during the state's flood crisis earlier this year. And in a veiled swipe at the federal government's climate policy, Al Gore says their hand will eventually be forced. Our business reporter David Taylor has more.
There's no doubting his passion for action on climate change.
Do we owe any obligation at all to the generations that follow us? Do we wish them, if they have schools for their children, to read in their lesson plans, those men and women who lived in the first decades of the 20th century did not give a damn about us?
Al Gore's 2006 award-winning film, An Inconvenient Truth, helped kickstart a global campaign. Today's message to the Climate Reality Project, a body he founded, is that climate change is as big a threat as ever.
And we're spewing 110 million tons every day of this gaseous waste into that thin shell of atmosphere. And it stays there for 1,000 years on average.
The most recent official government figures show Australia's greenhouse gas emissions have reached record highs in many sectors. Queensland's coal production has made the state a focal point of Australia's contribution to greenhouse gas emissions. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, addressing the gathering before Al Gore, talked up her government's efforts to bring emissions down.
And that is why we specifically set a target to generate 50% of our energy from renewables by 2030.
However, Al Gore didn't miss a chance to remind the conference of what he says is the growing cost of inaction on climate change.
In Townsville, for example, 500,000 cattle drowned.
But the focus of the address was on climate change and economics, and business opportunity, Al Gore claims, inherent in throwing more money at renewables. That, he says, is the key to mass job creation.
The fastest growing job in the United States of America is solar installer.
And he has this advice on developing climate policy in a broader bid to strengthen the economy.
You could build a nationwide grid. You could export renewable electricity by long-distance, high-capacity DC cables to Indonesia.
He left the stage throwing down this challenge to policymakers.
Will you educate the engineers you need? Will you build the infrastructure that's necessary? Will you avoid the opportunity cost of still going after dinosaur projects of the past? That's all I'm going to say.
PM asked the Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, to respond to Al Gore's comments. In a statement, he says Australia will meet its Paris commitment to reduce emissions by 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2030. And we will do this while growing the economy, creating jobs, protecting our environment, and keeping power prices down.
Business reporter David Taylor.